I'm Sichet for Mishnah 12. Hatago noitel machamesh granos v'noisin l'soch megeres achet. So a merchant, if he buys grain from a lot of people and sells it again, he's allowed to take from five granaries and put it into one barn. He's allowed to do that. Machamesh gitois, and so too he's allowed to take from five wine presses v'noisin l'soch pitas echet, and also to put it into one large barrel. And he says, over here, everyone knows he purchases from many people, and they know that, people know that this is what's going on. As long as he doesn't intend to mix, which the Kati says, poor merchandise with better merchandise, and then advertise it that it all came from one granary or thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, a shopkeeper is not allowed to distribute parched corn or nuts to children, because he's going to accustom them to come to him. But the rabbis disagree. The rabbis say he can do it because the other shopkeepers can also, can also do that. And he says that the shopkeeper is not allowed to lower his price. On the contrary, Zachor Latov, he'll be remembered for good because he's going to, the customers will benefit at the end of the day. Lo Yavar Esa Grisin, he's not allowed to sift ground beans. Divra Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says you're not allowed to sift the beans. What he's saying is that you're not allowed to take out the stuff, then the beans look better, and then elevate the price beyond what you would normally elevate it for sifted beans.
Does this mean that you can't polish an apple and put it on your stand?
Kind of comes out. The Chomim Matirim, but the rabbis allowed. Moedim Shelo Yavor Me'al Pi Hagmura. And they all agree that you're not allowed to sift from the top of the bin. This is exactly what they do today. Which means you're not allowed to just sift the beans at the top and not below that, so that the barrel looks fantastic. Someone buys the barrel, they take it home, and then how often do they do that? You buy a box of peaches or something, they look beautiful, and all the fruit runs are underneath.
The meat, even though the top's no fat inside.
Yeah, exactly. So you see the mission says you're not allowed to do that. She'ayna elaka goinav esa ayin, because you are stealing the eye. You're stealing the eye. And mefra kasin loy esa adam, and you're not allowed to embellish a human. He's talking about a slave, a Canaanite slave. Veloy esa bahema, and not an animal. Veloy esa kalim, or not animals or implements. And he says, "Avia, old ones that will appear new, since this is deceitful." I guess that goes to polishing apples. Obviously, if you just clean it up, and that's fine. But at some point, if you embellish it or whatever, it's going to go past.